It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Street Stages is a new project from council members Dan Gilman and Corey O'Connor, along with representatives from Next Gen Pittsburgh and Shift Collaborative's Busker Street Union. It's a designated space for street performers in Squirrel Hill and is being billed as helping create a third space between work and home where friends and neighbors can gather. Councilman Dan Gilman is with us, along with Alec Rieger, and who is the founder and executive director of Next Gen Pittsburgh, and Shift Collaborative creative strategist Eric Sloss, all with us here in studio. Good to have you with us, gentlemen. Dan Gilman, let me start with you. How is this a venue that will benefit the area culturally and economically?
So we started with the fact that Forbes and Murray is the number one pedestrian intersection in the city of Pittsburgh. We have so much activity happening every day, all ages, all races, everybody coming together in one spot. And we wanted to say, how can we take that and kind of bring the Squirrel Hill Business District to them in a new way? And for me, street performance is one of those great things. I can't tell you how many times in another city you stop and listen to somebody or watch a street performance. And we really haven't had a lot of it in the city of Pittsburgh. And so this was a chance to kind of tie together the Squirrel Hill community with all the local neighbors and residents, but also the visitors who come through that intersection every day.
So the idea is people stop and they not only watch the performers, but they talk with one another?
You talk with one another, you connect, you decide you want to go into a local business and, you know, get a snack. You decide to walk up and down and wait and see who the next performer is. It connects you with the space. In your intro, you talked about the third place. And the way I always say it is, look, there's a lot of great places in this city and in this country with a great job and a great house. What makes you say, I love my neighborhood, is that business district. It's the library. It's the church or synagogue. It's something unique about that space.
Alec Rieger, talk about the genesis of this idea and how it will not only generate traffic in the area, pedestrian traffic, interaction, business exchange, but also how it will foster performers as well, in the street performers.
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that community development, when it's done well, is economic development. I don't see them as zero sum. I think they go together. And with this type of programming, particularly when it's located in our business districts, a cornerstone neighborhood like Squirrel Hill, what we're really doing, or what I'm most interested in, what I think the most valuable outflow from this is, great public art project, bringing people together, certainly, hopefully, help getting them into stores on the street. But also what we're doing is creating idea flow, which is really a fancy term for just conversation. And in a city like Pittsburgh, where we know we struggle with diversity, we've got a very low foreign-born immigration rate, we've got a segregated housing stock, we need more opportunities to get people together and talking. And so when we can pop up a spot like this, and we can pop up a farmer's market in an empty parking lot and kind of recreate a public commons, that's how businesses launch. That's how programs are started. That's how economies grow.
And Eric Sloss, let's get your take on this. Obviously, it's something that you're excited about as an innovative way to get people, to encourage people to interact with one another and watch performances happening organically in a neighborhood of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. This really provides a wonderful platform for artists of any discipline to come and take advantage of this opportunity. What we want to do is really enliven the city streets. We accept many disciplines. It could be a musician. It could be a magician. It could be different types. We're really doing a call, too, to the local organizations around the city of Pittsburgh that can come and participate in this activity as well.
And how does somebody get involved? How do they get to take part as a performer?
Sure. So they can go to sayhello@whatareyouupto.org, and they could sign up at Busker Street Union. It's buskerstreet.org to sign up.
And in terms of it sort of sounds like one of these television shows where people are auditioning and trying to become famous, but in a realistic sense, Councilman Gilman, could this also be a way of discovering some up-and-coming talent?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of talent exactly gets started that way. Anyone from your station could be walking by on a Friday, Saturday night and hear some incredible music, and next thing you know, you're leading down a career path. For a lot of musicians, this is a way A, to supplement income sometimes while you're trying to get going, and to be discovered and to get your new single out there. So I'm excited for the potential of what can be discovered on that corner as well.
And is there a feeling, you know, as a councilman, you know, you're obviously sharing ideas with other representatives of other neighborhoods in the city. Is there the possibility that something like this could germinate, and if it goes well in Squirrel Hill, that other neighborhoods could adopt this kind of thing? Because, I mean, let's face it, Squirrel Hill, there's a lot of foot traffic there. There's a lot of just, you know, traffic in general. Businesses are thriving. But is this the kind of thing that could be taken to another neighborhood that's not doing as well and create the same sort of thing there?
Absolutely. I've already heard from a number of neighborhoods that are interested in seeing it expand there next year. And we certainly have that vision to take it outside of Squirrel Hill. The key is you do want foot traffic. It's an essential part of being able to attract the right buskers to perform. You have to remember, part of busking for most of these people is the tips that come with it. It is an opportunity to make some dollars. And so you need to have that foot traffic. It's not necessarily going to attract foot traffic that's not there. The foot traffic, it comes first, and then the busking comes second. But there are a lot of cities, neighborhoods that I, you know, have heard from, Oakland and Shadyside and downtown and Lawrenceville, where you have that kind of foot traffic, and we think this would make a lot of sense.
You know, there are people that, you know, it strikes me that there are people in the city that do perform, and that often, you know, somebody might throw a coin at them from time to time, but they get largely ignored depending on the situation. Is this a way of putting performers in a positive setting? I would throw this out to either Alec Rieger or Eric Schloss, that you're kind of creating a situation where the pedestrian is likely to be more receptive to what they're seeing and therefore interact in a more positive way with the performer and others around them.
Absolutely. And to your point, I think we've got many interesting, you know, opportunities here, one of which is we have tremendous cultural assets in this city, legacy cultural assets. And I think that
such as
the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Civic Light Opera, you know, many, many others, professional associations, very talented professional artists, universities, fine arts programs. And I think that this street stage could be used as a platform for them to get in front of the community. I know that many of our legacy cultural institutions here, again, the Symphony Orchestra, the Civic Light Opera, are having problems. We're all having problems selling tickets. And you know, I would guess the audiences are getting older. And this is a great way, I would think, for them to connect, to transcend their brick-and-mortar footprint, if you will, and get out into the street, connect with a new generation of Pittsburghers, really, really energize neighborhoods, and maybe sell more tickets and memberships at the same time.
Eric?
Yeah, well, you know, what's really important about the tipping process is that's the appreciation moment, right, that you appreciate them for being out there and taking that risk to entertain. And, you know, buskers sometimes weed themselves out in the context of if they're good, they're going to get more money. Sometimes if they're not so good, they won't get as many tips. And I think that's really important in regards to, as we think of quality control. But busking is really an organic, nomadic experience. The buskers come seasonally to Pittsburgh. It's almost like I get calls from Busker Street Union maybe once a week from buskers coming into Pittsburgh and want to learn about our city and learn where to play, what are the rules and regulations. I get it from all over the world. So it's a seasonal event. So everybody down south who's staying in the warmth, they come north and go make more money in the northern cities. So it's almost a tourist attraction in many ways.
Dan Gilman, what kind of feedback did you get from businesses? Did you have to go out and talk to, there are places, great restaurants, you know, there's still a guy, correct me if I'm wrong, on Murray Avenue that, you know, is a cobbler, an old-fashioned shoe repairman, you know, coffee shops, what have you. Did you have to gauge their input on this, and what did they say?
Yeah, it's been very positive. First of all, we started with the Direct Corner, which is a real estate office in the Carnegie Library corner.
Yeah, I forgot about the banks and the real estate offices. They're there too.
Well, and this is on their property. So we wanted to make sure they were supportive, of which they've been above and beyond supportive. For a lot of these merchants, though, they're always fighting internet sales and malls and anything else. So anything that helps enliven the activity on the street and bring people to walk up and down and look in the windows, it's a win. Even if you're not open, you might look in a window and say, oh, it's good to know there's a dry cleaner here. It's good to know that looks like a great shoe store. I'm going to come back next weekend when it's open and shop. So anything that brings bodies to the main street is a win in our city neighborhoods.
Okay, we're down to just seconds on time, but when is the first performance?
It started on Saturday, and they'll be continuing through the end of September.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday nights.
And then next year we'll see it again kind of in the same time frame?
My plan, I hope that we can sell and scale this and deliver it throughout the city, find more intersections and find more neighborhoods that are looking for this type of programming.
Talking about Third Place, a designated space for street performers in Squirrel Hill, and talking about how it will create a third space, Third Place, I should say, between work and home where friends and neighbors can gather and watch performances. Councilman Dan Gilman has been with us in studio along with Alec Rieger, founder and executive director at Next Gen Pittsburgh, and Shift Collaborative creative strategist Eric Sloss. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.